Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about working from home because I know many of you are having to make that transition. So I've been doing it for, since 2012. So hopefully I can shed some light to make it an easy experience for you. Making that transition. If you want to talk, if you want to explore what's next for you, if you want to gain a sense of control in your life again, I am available to you. You can book a session with me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We can look at, I can pull some cards for you. We can look at the numerology surrounding your situation. I can tune into the energy and give you some insight. I can help you get what you want. So again, if you are looking to talk, check me out. Check out my services. Schedule a session at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about working from home. I love it. I think it's amazing. And I think it's the greatest gift for a worker. Technology is there so that you can work from home. So first and foremost, you got to learn how to tune the world out around you. And given, you know, I know every employer is going to tell you how they want you to work on some level. If you're hourly, you probably have to log on and log out at a particular time. But if you do have the freedom to dictate your day, I want you to learn how to tune the world out around you so that you can get your work done. And what I mean by this is let go of perfectionism. The dishes don't have to be done. The bed doesn't have to be made. Mute the TV. Don't take every call from your sister if you're in the middle of something. Mentally act as if you're at the office, but do so in your mind, right? Everything all starts in our mind. So if you decide you're going to be professional at home, then you will create a professional environment for yourself to be productive. Number two, I really want you to embrace time freedom. See it as a blessing, assuming you don't have to log on. If you're hourly and you do have to work, log on, I get it. But if you have the freedom to pick when you work and what time you work, use it. Yes, you'll probably still have to do meetings and video chats or whatever, but take advantage of being able to use your time as you please. You'll learn your body rhythms. You'll know when you're most productive versus when you're not. And you get to work during those times when you're at your peak. You know, what would maybe take you 5 days in an office could easily take you a couple of hours at home because you get to focus, you get to use your energy as you please, as opposed to being led by whatever schedule the organization you work for is forcing you to work within. So enjoy the time freedom. It's so amazing. Protect the moments when you're most productive. There'll be times when you have to just sit down and get shit done, but you will, and you'll know that, and you'll feel good about it because you know it's like, okay, I get to get shit done right now. Embrace the time freedom. I cannot express that to you enough. Just lean into it. Find your own way. Take back your work life. You're not at the mercy of a coworker or a supervisor. You really get to take advantage of your time and use it well. Yes, there will be the things you have to do, right? Just like I have client appointments. I have to hit those. I have deliverables. I have to hit those. But outside of that, I get to use my time however way I want in terms of marketing my business, selling my business, what I make. Granted, yes, I'm self-employed. But you can find your own unique way to freedom if you allow it and do this process of working from home from the inside out as opposed to, oh, my God, I have to do it a certain way. But you're not even clear on what that certain way is. Really go within and get clear about what the certain way is for you. What feels good? When do you feel your best? That's the certain way. Act from that place. Okay. Do your best to shift out of the 8-hour work day. Oh, I work from 9 to 5 or I work from 8 to 5. If you if your company has set that you need to work within a certain time frame, I get it. But even that, my spirit guides are jumping in. If you are willing to be open to using your time in different ways in the course of that 8 hours, gosh, you can create a completely different result. Really shift out of the punching the clock model. Even if you do, like I said, have to punch the clock, really see yourself as free. Yes, the 8-hour day in many ways was designed to protect us, but now I think this time of working from home is also protecting us, not just from on a wellness side, but on the lifestyle side, on the well-being side, from the inside out. I think this work from home is designed to support you. Practice good self-care. You know, you have your routines when you have to go to an office. So it's going to be creative about how you can get your self-care in there, and be sure to include some exercise. You don't have to do everything the way you would if you were going to the office, but, you know, those things still need to get done. Just figure out which way works best for you. Be open to new ways. You know, that's the message that's been coming forward the most, is follow your curiosity during this time, as opposed to your fear and your doubt and your worry and, oh my God, the world is falling apart. No, it's not. It's falling together. It's rebalancing. It's creating newness. And be a part of that newness, because that's where you'll shine the most. And so this is a great time to explore, you know, are there any updates I can make to my self-care routine? And then follow your intuition in that process. Take those quiet moments to tune in, to contemplate, to get quiet, so that you can hear the intuitive message that says, do this thing, right? Because that's what's going to make the difference. Next, know what you need to do each day to feel productive. So productive is a feeling. It's not what gets done. It's a feeling from the inside out. And you'll know by the moments where you felt really productive, you got a lot done, it feels good, it feels like fire, you feel alive. Memorize that feeling and then start practicing ways to get back to it on a day-to-day basis. It's going to be different for every person, but know what productivity feels like for you. That comes from within. Really feel into what energy am I embodying when I'm doing high-quality work? And then stay in that energy space as much as possible. You don't have to be perfect at it. And yes, there will be times where you got to chop wood and carry water. You're getting it done. But try to find your zone of genius. Try to find what it is and work within that space. That's the beauty of being able to work from home. Maybe you realize, instead of, I used to go to lunch with my coworkers, now I get to lay down and take a nap, and I wake up and I'm refreshed and excited, and I see exactly what needs to get done so that I am doing my part to fulfill the mission of my company or my department. Invest in good gear. So I know companies are adjusting to work from home, and it might be a little messy as you go along, but the way that you can make it clean and easy is tap into what you need and then ask your employer for it. If you need a headset because you're on the phone a lot, get a headset. You know, ask for that. If you are using a platform for video chatting and it's just not working, really explore another option. This is a time to make this a really comfortable experience, and you're not going to have the answers out of the gate, and neither is your employer. They're relying on you to be experimental and share what you discover. This is a time to really take advantage of your situation, as opposed to fearing the worst, thinking if I say anything, if I do anything, I'm going to lose my job. No, your company needs you, and see yourself as valuable. And the way you add value to your company is, yes, through your productivity. Yes, it's through your high quality work, but it's also connecting your intuition with your intelligence and using that to serve the greater good of your organization. So make sure you do the research. What gear do you need? Do you need a better chair? Ask for it. If you realize that there's an easier way to get something done, tell your employer about it. This is the time to really show what you got and use your intelligence and use your brilliance and don't just wait for somebody to notice you, because it's going to be a lot harder from home. You notice you and you believe in your value, and that energy is what will translate and make you a highly needed and sought after employee. Okay, next, you got to embrace the digital world working from home. I know a lot of people are resistant to it. They're resistant to platforms and the internet and technology and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, like, I get it. I get why people are resistant. But I think it's a perspective that these devices and these platforms and all the technologies available to us are controlling us. But really, you are controlling them, and you get to decide how you want to engage, and you get to use it in a way in which fulfills whatever purpose you need it to fulfill in your life. There is always a way. So embrace the digital space. There's so much cool innovations that are going to be happening as a result of social distancing that we get to use the internet like never before. Use it. Use all the technologies. Just learn how to use it. You know, I even for a long time, you know, would say, like, my ex-husband and I would watch Agape every Sunday, and he would hook up the HDMI. I don't even know what it's called. Is that ridiculous, right? Like, here I'm teaching this. I think it was an HDMI cable from my computer to our television. And I would just like, oh, that's his job. I don't need to know how to do it. No, I need to know how to do it, because now all the movies that were going to be released in the theaters, they're going to release them streaming. And I think they're saying like $19.99 to stream the movie. Well, if I know how to do that, then I can have a wonderful time. I can share that with people and have an amazing experience. And it's not like I'm a shut-in and you know, can't live life. You just now need to learn how to live life in a different way. And all the technology and the digital space especially can make that a really wonderful experience. So embrace technology, embrace ebooks, embrace streaming, embrace Alexa, embrace ordering online, embrace food delivery, embrace all these things that have shown up in our world to make life easier. And some of them have been around, and some will be invented as a result of this shift in our planet. But this is the time. Like, don't sit there and keep waiting for things to go back to the way they were. It's never going to be the same. But it doesn't mean life can't be even more enjoyable than before. So embrace that. There is magic and wonder in the digital space. You know, I have clients I've worked with for years I've never met in person. And I used to tell people that. I used to be kind of ashamed to tell people that, right? Because they give me a lot of shit. They're like, what? You've never met your client? Or I even had a client whose husband like made us meet because she had been working with me for years. And he was like, how have you never met this woman? I'm an honest, trustworthy, kind person. So I show up on the phone like that, right? And she shows up on the phone like that. And we can have these really deep, intimate conversations about what's going on in her life and where she wants to go and choices and decisions she wants to make. And we don't need to see each other face to face. If you come from a place of soulfulness, you can still use all these technologies and digital living for your highest and greatest good. This is a time for wonder and magic and greatness, you know? So, you know, now I so boldly tell people, I'm like, oh, I work from home. Nothing has changed in my life, right? Now I get to work more, right? Which is fun. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy selling books. I have a second business writing romance and publishing romance novels. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy making podcasts. I get to do more of it now. Right? Because now there are more people in the digital space for me to serve. So I think this is all a blessing. I think this is all a wonderful experience. I think if you show up like a kind-hearted, open person, the same you would as if you met someone on the street, then you can have miracle after miracle in terms of socializing in the digital space. Yeah. Yeah, things have changed, but it's a good change, and it's going to make us better humans. And then lastly, trust yourself as you're working from home. You know, many people use the motivation of, oh my God, I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to get fired, to keep themselves productive. And that negative motivation will burn you out at some point. Now, there's no one looking over your shoulder. So just trust yourself that you know how to work. You don't need outside supervision. And I know that's easy for me to say because I'm self-employed and I have mastered, I don't even think it's mastering it. I know I make money and I love making money and I love my jobs and I want to keep doing them. So I show up and work every day, right? Like, yeah. I mean, the thought of just being in bed and watching Netflix and ignoring my work, that doesn't even feel right, right? I want to show up. Like, yes, you know, it's fun. Do I watch a lot of Netflix and take naps midday? Absolutely, because I have time freedom. Does it mean that I might work at 5 a.m. and then come back and work at 10? Yes. Because I get to do that. I keep a checklist at my desk of what needs to get done. I know when I'm in my zone of genius. I know when I'm not. I know when I have to chop wood and carry water, just do the work. I get to experiment every day with how to work more efficiently. And what I know to be true is it's really fun if you allow it to be fun. And you can do anything that you want to do if you have the desire to do it. And your job is how you make money, and there's nothing cooler than making money, right? So show up for it, even at home. If you need to create a designated space, create a designated space. If you, keep your space clutter-free if that works for you. I live a pretty low-clutter life, so it's easier for me. But just clear out a spot and say, this is where I work every day, and keep that spot a secret, period. You know, I have a friend who, she's pretty, she has a lot of clutter, and she's not the greatest housekeeper in the world, but she kept her closet. She loved her clothes. She loved shopping. Her closet, she kept in order. She hung everything up appropriately. She had special hangers for things. She never let her cat in that area of her house because she loved her clothes. And I thought, she can focus and keep something sacred because she loves it. Do the same thing with your work. Your rest of your life doesn't need to be perfect because you're working from home, but decide that your work is going to be good and that you're going to do your best, and that will make you valuable. That will help you move into greater and greater levels of earning. If you value you, and if you are showing up for you, not from a place of fear, but from a place of, I'm so grateful for my job and I want to do great work, and not I'm so grateful because you're comparing yourself to the person on the street that doesn't have a job. Be grateful because it is your experience, and be grateful for all that is available to you. This is a wonderful time if you will shift your mind and believe it and see it as so. I do want to say something because I have regular listeners to this program, so you might already be working from home or not working from home, and you may have still listened to the show. And if you are a highly sensitive person, you will be picking up the energy of the planet. Be clear about what energy is yours, right? This is my anxiety. This is my worry. This is my fear. And then be clear about when you're picking something up outside of you. So just because if you are clairsentient, and I have a feeling there are quite a few clairsentients, people who feel energy that listen to this program, because I am also a clairsentient, if you are feeling something, it does not necessarily mean that it is your stuff. It does not necessarily mean that it's something to worry about. But we are living in a time where people feel uncertain, and the easiest place to go is fear and anger or resentment or depression. Those are easy places to go because we kind of don't know how to deal with the freedom that we're experiencing. We're kind of, no, we just, a lot of us don't follow our intuition. A lot of us don't trust that there is something bigger than ourselves. So the easy place to go is fear. So you might be picking that up. Take a lot of time to yourself. You know, it's okay to shut the door. You don't have to take every phone call. You don't have to read every article on the news. You don't have to listen to everything. Take your time. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be panicked. You don't have to pick it up. You can decide that you are going to stay in a state of peace. You're going to stay in a state of tranquility. You're going to tune into your intuition. You're going to follow those messages you get. So if you get a hit to, hey, stock up on this, but it doesn't mean you need to hoard fucking toilet paper, right? Like, this is crazy. Like, I am in an area where it's shelter in place. San Francisco is shelter in place. It was one of the first counties to shelter in place. But we can still go to the grocery store. We can still go for a walk. We can still get our medical needs met. But what makes it harder is when we're tapped into the hysteria. Don't do that. Just decide, I'm good. My life is good. If there's some things that you need to get put in order, put those in order. Make it happen. You can save yourself during this time by believing that you can save yourself, right? And don't tune into anybody else's fear. This is a wonderful time in our history. Yes, wellness is of high priority. And do what they tell you to do. Wash your hands. Practice social distancing. Pray. I'm telling you to pray. Cover yourself in a blanket of protection. Be mindful of who you are around, not from a place of judgment, but from a place of just practicing good care, right? You can do this. This is a wonderful time. This is a wonderful time. I can't say it enough. Sit down, explore your ideas, spend time with yourself. If you are an extrovert and this is really hard for you to social distance, find some way to connect. There are lots of ways in which you can connect. You can live stream from your frickin' Facebook page if you want to. Find ways to connect with others. I also think it's a wonderful time to be dating, believe it or not, because think about it. Now you have to really screen a person before you meet them. So take advantage of that. Ask lots of questions. Make your wellness, make your well-being, make your prosperity your number one priority. It is not about something outside of you is going to save you. It is that from within you that's going to guide you into the next step. This is a wonderful time. I can't say it enough. As I tune into it, if you can rise above the craziness and really just embrace that things are changing for the better and correcting for the better. I think there has been an imbalance on this planet for a long time. And even in this country, there has been an imbalance that we've been told was, oh, it's great. Everything's great. No. But it's all being corrected, and spirit is all working a miracle out for our highest and greatest good. I pray you hear me on that. I pray that you, it's not a time to bury your head in the sand or Pollyanna. Oh my God, everything's going to be okay. You know, you be mindful. Combine your intellect, knowing what to do and doing those things, with your intuition, receiving those divine inspiration and taking action accordingly. And this will be a wonderful experience for you. Again, if you want to talk, and maybe this time is inspiring you to get out there and start dating, and you want to figure out how to navigate that so you're making the best choices and decisions for you, consider booking a session with me. Consider working with me in a package. If you are ready to take your professional life to the next level. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you need to embody the energy of fame so that you can grow to the next level. I want to support you in that. This is a new age, and there is so much available to you if you will harness it and tune into it and be open to receiving those beautiful sparks of guidance that will come forward. So consider working with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you just want some grounding, loving, soulful, intuitive support over the next 4 weeks, between now and April 19th, sign up for my daily divine downloads. It's an email that comes from me every day. I send it directly to you. I tune into the energy of the day and I prepare a message for you. It's a very beautiful, unique, channeled service. And it's $9.99 a day. Say you just want the divine message for that day, you can get that. Or you can spend $108 and get them all, which is, I mean, less than half price if you bought them just day by day. It's a wonderful way to navigate this time, stay grounded, get a message. I pull cards. I look at the numerology. Spirit is giving me divine information every day to share with you. It's a wonderful way to stay on track financially. It's a wonderful way to stay on track spiritually. It's a wonderful way to stay on track professionally. It's God gave it to me to do last week. I launched it, and this is my first podcast since that. And so I want to make it available to you. You can sign up at any time. It's high value. You'll love it. It shows up in your inbox and just keeps you pointed in the direction of your good. So consider that Divine Daily Downloads. You can find the link to sign up on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love you. Thank you for listening. Be well, be peaceful, be calm, be happy. It's all working in your divine perfect favor. I'll say it again to you. It's all working in your divine perfect favor. Miracles will show up in ways in which you never knew were possible. If you will open your heart, rise above, rise above, rise above, rise above, you will see so many blessings. I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.